I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with G.T. Long. He is a writer from northern Lower Michigan, and we talked about a new book that he has put out that is a compilation of short stories he has written. We found out more about the book and how you can get a copy with the writer, G.T. Long.
The name of the book is Another Sunday in Horton Bay. I live in a small little village in northern Michigan between Boyne City and Petoskey called Horton Bay. It's famous for Ernest Hemingway, who grew up there and wrote a number of short stories about that area. So Horton Bay is a small village of about 23 people. I've been living there since 1980. About 2 years ago, I had a knock on my door. I was from a religious group, as so many of us have probably experienced, wondering, you know, what kind of religion I am and wondering if I was interested in their particular viewpoint. And I was wondering, what would it be like if Jesus knocked on your door, and what would I say to him if he did? And I did a little story about it on Facebook. On a Sunday morning, I did a story about what I would say to a Jesus if he did knock at my door in this little village. And all of a sudden, people started to respond to it. And the next Sunday, I didn't write anything. And everybody said, well, where's the conversation?
Yeah, exactly.
So I kept doing it for 2 years. Now there's 100-plus people either sharing it or reading it and urged me to write a book and put all the little stories and conversations in a book, and that's what I did. We've had the book out about 3 weeks, and it's selling extremely well, and just had a review in the Petoskey News Review, and had a great review, and people seem to like it.
Well, I've been had an opportunity to read some of these because you're a friend of mine on Facebook from over the years, and it's been interesting because for those that think that maybe it has a particularly religious bent because you're talking to Jesus, it's really, it's more of a feeling of universal, sort of almost a philosophical approach to a lot of things that are going on in the world. Tell me a little bit about what some of these, not necessarily what specifically the stories are about, but what the sort of the inspiration, what kind of idea you wanted to leave people with when you started writing these?
Well, I think, you know, we've all, you know, I'm not particularly, I'm not Christian. I'll just come out on the radio and say it. But I mean, I think, you know, people have been disgusted a lot in politics, and they're disgusted in the way religion, some religion has taken a bent towards, which I call a little, you know, a little zealous, too much zealousness or craziness. I think Jesus has been used, quite frankly, politically, by some, you know, televangelists and others to either raise money or promote a certain point of view, a political point of view. And this particular Jesus that I have conversations with in this book is not that Jesus. This is someone who talks about the bigger picture, about why we were, you know, maybe why, what the best part of a human being should be. There's a lot of emphasis on love. There's a lot of emphasis on balance. There's a lot of emphasis on respect for Mother Nature. I never went into this thing on a getting up on a, you know, going into a weekend saying, all right, I'm going to type about sin today or eternity or heaven or hell. I never did that. I'd get up on a Sunday and then I would get to my computer and do a story. And maybe sometimes it had this last story that I did, because I'm still writing these. The last story I did was just about what happened in Dallas and what's going on nationally. And it just seems that whatever, you know, comes to me goes on, and it's not really thought out that well, and it's pretty raw, and a lot of times the punctuation is not correct, and the spellings are sometimes the words are sometimes misspelled. But what we did was we edited the story so that everything is grammatically correct, and so I think, you know, it really has struck a chord with people. I had one person say, this is the Jesus that I remember growing up with.
We're talking with G.T. Long. He is the author of this new book. It's a compendium of short essays. It's called Another Sunday in Horton Bay. G.T., before we cut you loose, what is the best way for people to get get a copy in their hands?
Yeah, well, I doubt if they're going to be in Horton Bay to come to the Horton Bay General Store where they do sell them. But if they go to lulu.com, And just type in the title, Another Sunday in Horton Bay. They can get themselves a copy. It's only like $10 plus shipping. So the book is fairly cheap as far as books goes these days. But it's lulu.com.
That's the comments of GT Long. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.